This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday, I talked about the campaign to get Jane Austen on the £10 note in England. Well, the woman who led that campaign, Caroline Criado Perez, was subject to some fairly explicit and threatening abuse on Twitter, including, I hate to say it, threats of rape as a result of that campaign. Now, Talitha Stone is a Collective Shout activist who's also been a victim of abuse on Twitter. She's now leading a public campaign to get Twitter to install a report abuse button. Hi, Talitha. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Thanks for coming on the show. Now, tell us firstly what happened to you.
About a month ago, there was an American rapper that came to Australia called Tyler, the Creator. And I tweeted to Tyler and also another store in Sydney about the content of his lyrics and how I didn't think it was acceptable to be at an all-age event. Tyler then retweeted that to 1.7 million fans, which then led to an onslaught of horrific threats of abuse and violence on Twitter towards me.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with this rapper's lyrics, they are pretty explicit and they do actually encourage violence against women, don't they?
Yes, they do. I'm not actually comfortable repeating the lyrics on this station, but you can Google them and find out a bit more about the content of them. But, yeah, they include quite horrific actions towards women.
Well, at the time, you suddenly found yourself in this onslaught of Twitter abuse from Tyler's fans. Now, did you actually report this to police or take any kind of, you know, action like that?
Yeah, I did. I went to the police the next morning. They simply told me that all I could do was delete my Twitter account. And then they handed me some CyberSafe brochures and sent me on my way.
And how do you feel about their response?
I was actually really surprised. I didn't think... I mean, I was told to go to the police. I even reported many of the tweets on Twitter to which they responded that it was in violation of the Twitter rules and the content lacks what was specified to meet the criteria of an actionable threat. And they told me to go to the police about it. I went to the police about it. And then the police just sent me away with some brochures.
Okay, so Twitter admitted that the content was illegal, but they didn't take any responsibility for it themselves. They expected you to act on that.
Yes.
Or do you think a report abuse function would make a difference?
Oh, definitely. Like, once I finally figured out how to report the tweet, the process took me so long, and I was receiving so many tweets that I couldn't even keep up with it. I was overwhelmed. I didn't feel like I could physically respond to all of the threats I was receiving. So I feel that if there's just this one button that's just a click away, at least that will encourage people to continue to report threats. Because if it's the system that they've got at the moment, it's almost impossible for someone to respond with like the efficiency that I feel this button would have.
Mm-hmm. And did Twitter remove some of those threatening comments?
Not that I know of, actually. I've never heard anything more about it. And I even had a phone call from the police because a boy in Melbourne had posted what he thought was my address.
Wow.
And it was very close to where I lived. Thankfully, it wasn't the correct address. But I didn't hear anything else about that either. What action was taken against this boy who was letting 1.7 million fans know how to find me and act out the threats that they were saying towards me?
So your actual physical address of where you live was what he was posting about you?
Yeah, that what he believed was my actual address.
Well, thank goodness you got it wrong, hey?
Oh, yeah.
It's not much of a protection though, is it?
No.
Okay, so you'd like to see them put a report abuse function on their website. So how can people support you if they want to get involved in this petition, Talitha?
If you just go on to melindatankardreese.com and her latest blog entry we'll direct you on how to find the petition on change.org.
Okay, thanks so much. So, yeah, just Google Melinda Tankard-Reese, get onto her blog and the link will be there. Thanks for your time this morning, Talitha.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.